Welcome to Citi Field in New York, for the game between the Miami Marlins and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Miami Marlins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Birdie. Batting second. The second baseman, Joey Wendell. Batting third. The designated hitter, Garrett Cooper. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jesus Aguilar. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Avisail Garcia. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jesus Sanchez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brian Anderson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Miguel Rojas. Batting ninth. The catcher, Nick Fortes. Pitching for the Miami Marlins, Daniel Castano. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brandon Nimmo. Batting second. The right fielder, Starling Marte. Batting third. The shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete Alonso. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Eduardo Escobar. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mark Kenha. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jeff McNeil. Batting eighth. The designated hitter, J.D. Davis. Batting ninth. The catcher, James McCann. Pitching for the New York Mets, Trevor Williams. And now, play ball. John Birdie is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Birdie strikes out swinging. One out. Joey Wendell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Wendell hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Wendell is out. Two outs. Garrett Cooper is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cooper strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Nimmo strikes out swinging. One out. Starling Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Marte hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lindor hits a pop-up beyond second. Wendell gets back and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alonso hits a fly ball towards center. Sanchez makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Jesus Aguilar is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Aguilar hits a pop-up towards first. Alonso makes the catch for the out. One out. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Garcia strikes out swinging. Two outs. Jesus Sanchez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sanchez hits a fly ball towards right. Marte is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Escobar hits a fly ball towards right. Garcia is there to make the catch. One out. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kenha hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Kenha is out. Two outs. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McNeil hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and McNeil is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Anderson hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Williams covering, and Anderson is out. One out. Miguel Rojas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rojas hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Rojas is safe at second with a double. Nick Fortes is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fortes hits a fly ball towards right. Mart is there to make the catch. Two outs. John Birdie is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Birdie is 0 for 1 in the game. Birdie hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Birdie is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. J.D. Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Davis hits a ground ball into left field. That will be extra bases. Davis is safe at second with a double. James McCann is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McCann hits a line drive towards center. Sanchez makes the catch for the out. One out. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nimmo is 0 for 1 in the game. Nimmo hits a line drive into right center field. That will be extra bases. Nimmo is safe at second with a double. Davis scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Starling Marte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Marte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Marte hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Marte is out. Two outs. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lindor is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindor hits a ball towards short. Rojas can't make the play in time. Lindor gets a base hit. Nimmo scores. Lindor moves to second on an error by Rojas. It's 2-0, Mets. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Alonso is 0 for 1 in the game. Alonso hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Alonso is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Joey Wendell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wendell is 0 for 1 in the game. Wendell hits a fly ball towards center. Nimmo makes the catch for the out. One out. Garrett Cooper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball towards center. Nimmo makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesus Aguilar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Aguilar is 0 for 1 in the game. Aguilar strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Marlins nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Escobar is 0 for 1 in the game. Escobar hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Escobar is out. One out. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kenha is 0 for 1 in the game. Kenha hits a ball towards the mound. Castano can't make the play in time. Kenha gets a base hit. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McNeil is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeil hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Kenha moves to second. J.D. Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Kenha scores. McNeil moves to second. It's 3-0, Mets. James McCann is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McCann is 0 for 1 in the game. McCann hits a drive into left field. That ball is gone. McNeil scores. Davis scores. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Mets. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nimmo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Nimmo strikes out swinging. Two outs. Starling Mart is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mart hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mart moves to second. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lindor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lindor hits a pop-up beyond second. Wendell gets back and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Garcia is out. One out. Jesus Sanchez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sanchez is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanchez hits a line drive deep towards center. Nimmo makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Anderson is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Marlins nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jimmy Iacobonis replaces Daniel Castano as pitcher. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alonso is 0-for-2 in the game. Alonso hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Alonso is out. One out. Eduardo Escobar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Escobar is 0-for-2 in the game. Escobar hits a ground ball towards second. Wendell bobbles the ball. Escobar reaches on the error. Escobar is on first. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kenha is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kenha hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Escobar moves to third. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McNeil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. That is ball 4. McNeil is on with a walk. Kenha moves to second. J.D. Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a drive into left center field. That ball is out of here. Escobar scores. Kenha scores. McNeil scores. A grand slam home run. It's 10-0, Mets. James McCann is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McCann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McCann hits a line drive towards right center field. Sanchez is there to make the catch. Two outs. Brandon Nimmo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nimmo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. That is ball 4. Nimmo is on with a walk. Starling Mart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mart is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mart hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Nimmo moves to second. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Nimmo moves to third. Mart moves to second. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lindor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lindor hits a fly ball towards center. Sanchez makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Miguel Rojas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rojas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rojas strikes out swinging. One out. Nick Fortes is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Fortes is 0-for-1 in the game. Fortes is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Birdie is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Birdie is 0-for-2 in the game. Birdie hits a fly ball towards right. Mart is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Marlins nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Zach Pop replaces Jimmy Iacobonis as pitcher. John Birdie moves from left fielder to shortstop. Billy Hamilton replaces Miguel Rojas as left fielder. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alonso is 0-for-3 in the game. Batting 8th. Brian De La Cruz replaces Avisail Garcia as right fielder batting 5th. Alonso hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Alonso is out. One out. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Escobar is 0-for-3 in the game. Escobar hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Escobar is out. Two outs. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kenha is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kenha hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Kenha is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Joey Wendell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wendell is 0-for-2 in the game. Wendell hits a line drive deep towards center. Nimmo makes the catch for the out. One out. Garrett Cooper is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper strikes out swinging. Two outs. Jesus Aguilar is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Aguilar is 0-for-2 in the game. Aguilar hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Marlins nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Richard Bleier replaces Zach Pop as pitcher. Luke Williams replaces Joey Wendell as second baseman batting 2nd. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McNeil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McNeil hits a line drive deep towards left center field. Sanchez is there and makes the catch. One out. J.D. Davis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Davis is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Davis strikes out swinging. Two outs. James McCann is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McCann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McCann hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and McCann is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Jake Reed replaces Trevor Williams as pitcher. Dominic Smith replaces Francisco Lindor as first baseman batting 3rd. Luis Guillerme replaces Pete Albrian. De La Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Also playing shortstop batting 4th. Ender Inciarte replaces Brandon Nimmo as center fielder batting 1st. De La Cruz hits a line drive towards right. Mart is there to make the catch. One out. Jesus Sanchez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Sanchez is 0-for-2 in the game. Sanchez hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Sanchez is out. Two outs. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Marlins nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Nance replaces Richard Bleier as pitcher. Ender Inciarte batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Inciarte hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Inciarte is out. One out. Starling Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Marte is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Marte hits a line drive deep towards center. Sanchez makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dominic Smith batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Smith hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Smith is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Billy Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hamilton strikes out swinging. 1 out. Nick Fortes is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fortes is 0-for-2 in the game. Fortes hits a pop-up towards short. Guillerme makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Birdie is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Birdie is 0-for-3 in the game. Birdie hits a fly ball towards right. Mart is there to make the catch. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 10, and Miami Marlins, 0. Goodbye from City Field in New York.